Hello, we're Cthulhu Mouse. I'm Harrison.
I'm John.
And I'm Josh.
Brittany.
And Brietta.
Hey, how's it going?
City of Bones.
That was complete bullshit.
Oh my god. It was the worst 2 hours of my life.
I haven't read the book, but I thought it was an alright movie.
Well, that's because you didn't
read the book. It was perfectly watchable.
Yeah. As a movie, it could stand on its own, but because it was hyped so much, like, it was hyped purely to the fans online. There were so many contests, there was just so much shit. Like, hey, get on board, come spend your money. And it's nothing like the books. Like, they changed the plot line completely.
And
it's just like, the Institute is supposed to be the safe haven for the Shadow Hunters and everything. Vampires, werewolves, demons, you cannot enter. Like, you just, there's no possible way.
I said it's hallowed ground.
Exactly. But then it's like, oh, guess what? The demons are coming in. And like, oh, well, if we stay as humans, the werewolves can enter. No, you can't. You're still a werewolf. You're still downworld.
That didn't happen in the book?
No.
Fuck no.
The final battle didn't take place at the Institute at all.
Oh.
That portal wasn't even a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't even
See,
in the book?
I knew it. I was
it
like,
wasn't there. It was
the
in a
portal
place.
Was in the witch's house.
Yeah, it was at Dorothea's house.
Yeah.
And it didn't take on such a big role. It's just like Clary goes through it because she's strong-willed. And
so who else thought it was kind of creepy when he pulled out that glove and floated it next to her head and like she reached out and stroked
oh
her
Oh my
hair,
god, that
right?
was like the molester-y side.
Exactly.
I was like, what the fuck just happened?
And then during the fight scene where he like pulls out a glove and he floats it and the guy's kind of like, oh, pretty. Whack.
Yeah. Okay, my big beef was with Valentine. Valentine's supposed to be like this really unemotional guy.
Oh god.
And he just like... He seemed like a crybaby in the movie. He's supposed to be like this big fucking built guy.
And then you got Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, who's like the most like feminine guy ever to play him.
Yeah, exactly. He looked nothing like the character should have, but I let that go because it's like if he can pull it off, it's fine. But nothing about his character. He's supposed to really firmly believe that downworlders need to be gotten rid of. And they didn't really touch on that. They're just like, yeah, he wants to rule shit. He wants to fuck shit up, which is, like, completely not his plot
line. He wants
to
make everyone a Shadow Hunter who could possibly be a Shadow Hunter.
Which he doesn't. He thinks that Shadow Hunters should be a very pure line.
Like Hitler.
Like Hitler, exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. But instead, it's just like, meh, I'm experimenting on stuff. I'm so angsty. Like, Jace,
oh my god, I was just gonna say that. Jace... I hated that he smiled, that he was like, oh, I'm so, like, amazing.
I need you.
Oh, my God. He was, like,
he's not supposed to be like that. He's supposed to be really fucking snarky all the time, sarcastic. Like, he's supposed to be smirking and just know he's, like, hot shit. But instead, he's like, Clary's so perfect. Oh, my God. And it's just, like, that doesn't happen at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And another thing that bothered me was the Isabel and Simon relationship. Because in the book, it was more, like, playful and, like...
They didn't show her, like, in the way she should have
been.
She's, like, this total badass who just plays with people's emotions and doesn't really give a fuck of the consequences. And when Simon was at Hotel du Mort, he was supposed to be a rat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That pissed me off so bad.
The vampires turned him into a rat by putting something in his drink, and they had to go get him. And then, instead, they're showing him turning into a vampire, which is supposed to be a complete surprise in the second book. Spoilers. So it's like, instead they're torturing him and stuff and all this shit, and they're just not even, like, following that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have made a great scene to see him as a rat. It was funny. It was kind of, like, amusing. Because they're like, Isabel, you're drunk and you let Simon get turned into a rat. And she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And they just like, they don't show any of that. They don't really develop her character in a good way.
I thought it was kind of strange that he puts his glasses on. I was like, I don't seem to need these. End of story.
They don't touch on that until the second book. That's not even a thing in the first book.
Exactly.
It shouldn't have been there whatsoever.
One thing I did think that they got right was Lily Collins as Clary.
Yeah.
Because she was such a whiny bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just, like, so stubborn. She's like, action first, think later. It's like, Clary, don't do the thing. I'm gonna do the thing. And then Clary does the thing. That's, like, exactly how it is. And I'm pissed about Magnus. He's supposed to be so flamboyant.
Oh, my God.
He's just, like, this really flamboyant warlock. And the scene between him and Alec where he's, like, the hot one and everybody's like, thank you. And he's like, no, the one with the blue eyes. It's supposed to be a lot more flirtatious and playful. And there's, like, this whole... fucking fandom of people, and it's Malik, Magnus and Alec. There's this whole shipping thing going on, and it's just like, I feel like they didn't really play on that. They're like, yeah, they're gonna be in there. Guess what? It's like 30 seconds if that.
Plot device.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was so sad about the vampire motorcycle that they didn't get to ride.
Right? My big thing, if you look at Clary's belt, it's got the Fearless rune on it. She creates that rune in the second book. That's her power. She can create runes.
A hot topic for 1999.
That's the big thing, though, is because, like, that's a really big plot line in the second book. So why is it showing up in the first movie?
I hate that they made that, the one rune.
The angelic rune, yeah.
Like, the main rune, and that she, like, envisioned it.
It's a marketing device.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, so I thought I was going crazy, because I'm like, I think I missed something at first, but...
Yeah, apparently she thought she was going crazy, too. No, but it's purely a marketing ploy because it's not even that big in the books.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, well, you know, with Twilight, we got the apple, and Hunger Games, we've got the Mockingjay pin. We need something for, you know, more instruments.
Yeah, exactly. What
apple? I don't know what apple.
Are you guys real into Twilight? Do you?
No.
Okay, well then.
I've read the books and seen the movies.
The apple on the cover? They marketed perfumes and all this shit. It's supposed to be that apple of temptation.
Oh, good.
I don't know what apple. I've seen all the movies, I don't know what apple.
The pictures on those books don't have, like, they're not, like, in the book. They just mean something in the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what apple.
Temptation.
Do you remember in the first movie when Edward Cullen was in the fucking cafeteria?
And he kicks up the apple in a gay
apple
way.
And he's all like this.
Nope.
Yeah, with both hands, like a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Like, hey, check it out. It's the fucking cover of the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Missed that part.
That must be a newer cover then, specifically for the movies coming out, because I read older books that didn't have those on the cover.
Mm. I can pull the book out right
now. Yeah, it had the cover. Right, the first one was the apple, the second was the ribbon.
The third one was the flower. No, the second one was the flower, the third one was the ribbon.
Okay.
Do you have a paperback or a hardcover?
Paperback.
And then the fourth one
was
the chair.
The hardcovers didn't have that on it.
Yeah, I did. I have the hardcovers.
Yeah. All of them are pretty standard.
That's
how they are.
But anyway.
Anyways, you guys all suck because you guys
not
too deep into movies.
No, I was trying to look at.
You got to go for the entertainment value, allow the movie to suck you in, and watch it for what
it
it's
didn't
worth.
Suck me in, because if you read the books, then you're just like,
you're
ruined by it. You just...
Dang, girls need to calm down.
Okay, I was looking at it not from the book perspective necessarily. I was keeping that in mind. But I was trying to look at it as a movie. Like, would I rewatch it?
Yeah.
Like, I love the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, those
and
are
I love the books, but I don't associate them with each other. I like the movies for what they are.
True.
I'm not like, they didn't do this with the books. I mean, they did pretty good by the books. This one, I'm just like, this is kind of annoying. Like, this guy, this blonde guy, he's kind of fucking douchey. Why is he being all fucking emotional and stuff, and then cold the next second? Like, I didn't understand. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy with the braids? Like, what's his fucking problem? Is he PMSing? And, okay, suddenly there's werewolves, and, like...
He's always wet.
So was Clary. I was like, she sweats a lot.
Always wet.
Oh, yeah,
he's always dripping.
Like, bubbles of sweat on her chin at all times.
All the time. I'm like, okay, it's those damn eyebrows. She's just sweating from all that heat from her eyebrows.
I'm not going to movies with you guys anymore.
Screw you, buddy.
I didn't even notice half the shit that you guys noticed.
Well,
I tried so hard.
I was watching the movie, not evaluating the movie.
See, but that's what I do, is I go to movies to be entertained and be sucked in, and if you can't suck me into it, I'm going to start evaluating everything.
Like Superman.
But, yeah, fucking Man of Steel. This is not even a conversation to have. That was the worst 2 hours of my life.
I still haven't seen it.
Don't.
But I want to, because you say it's so bad.
Just do it.
Yeah, they say it's all downhill after the first kiss.
That was the worst part of the movie, okay. I understand. This is the worst part of the movie.
I thought Man of Steel was good.
See, the thing I didn't like about it?
Why?
Too much action and not enough, like...
entertainment value.
Yeah.
It was like the action was too much of the same thing. Like, I'm like...
Yeah, he wasn't fighting anybody. He was just throwing people into buildings.
Yeah.
That's all Man of Steel was. It was like, I'm a country boy. Smack right into a building.
Well, this won't kill you or incapacitate you, but I'll just destroy this building.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I don't think there was any city standing after that. I would be fucking pissed at Superman. I wouldn't be like, you saved us all. I'd be like, do you see what you just did to the fucking pharmacy? How about the bank? Do you see what you did to this building? Like,
you know, I'm going to repay society. I'm going to be a reporter. I'm not going to be a construction worker or anything beneficial.
Something he could do easily.
I'm going to go away.
There's a company that actually calculated the cost of the damage that he did, and it was something like $14 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Superman is a fucking scumbag, okay? He's, like, fucking invincible, and he can lift heavy shit, and he's got all these powers, and he's like, I'm gonna put glasses on, and I'm gonna report. I'm not gonna pick up the fucking steel beams and the concrete, and I'm not gonna put anything to use. I'm just gonna sit here, and I'm gonna look mysterious, and I'm gonna stare at Lois Lane's ass. That's all he fucking did. Bullshit. Yeah, pretty much. Almost City of Bones, though, I didn't like it.
No, I like it.
It's watchable.
I don't know if I could do that. Like she was saying with Harry Potter, like, I only read half of the books, but I separated myself from the books and the movies, and I can watch those movies all the time. This one, I don't know if I could do.
I did that with movies, too.
I didn't like the characters. Like, in the books, that's what drew me in, was the characters. Like, I'm like, I really, really like these characters, especially Jace. He was fucking fascinating. In the movie, I'm like, he's kind of a D-bag. Like, I was not into it. And I'm like, who's this Alec motherfucker, and why has he got such a hard-on for Jace? They don't explain that whatsoever. And it's like, they don't explain that they're not all, like, related and stuff. And the whole, like, Wincest thing, like, in the books, that was a big fucking shocker. Everybody's like, oh my god, are they related? Aren't they? And then it's just like, in the movie, it's like, shh, don't tell them, but I'm gonna lie and say they're siblings. And then they, like, don't go any further into this. Yeah, exactly. It's just like,
it's like premeditated lying. It's like, oh, well, okay then, that's
nice. And it's not even, like, a good way of doing it, because if they would have just been like, you guys are siblings, you're both my children,
yeah,
and
like,
not shown the premeditated part,
yeah,
I would have been on the edge of my seat, like, I have to see the next movie, I have to know.
Exactly.
Did he just fucking make out with his sisters? This is some Star Wars
shit? I know, like, the whole time, Luke and Leia.
For everyone who hasn't read the books, it's just like, why would you ruin that for, you should have just left it.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
You know what, and we had that conversation in the car on the way home briefly about, well, you've got, like, what, a 400-page book, and you have to cut it down for the script. Give it to the fans. Fucking let some fans sit down with some highlighters and some Sharpies and shit, and they will hand you a better script than these people have been coming out with.
Yeah.
I guarantee, because the material is there. You just have to turn all the descriptive shit into action shots and take the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me fucked up dialogue, don't give me half-assed dialogue, because they put some shit from the books in there, but there's some really, really great lines that they didn't put in there. Like, really sassy things, really sarcastic things, that totally went with the whole tone of everything.
In all fairness, City of Bones is my least favorite book out of the ones that I've read.
But what I don't get is, if the writer sits down with the writer of the movie and the producer and everything, how does he or she... this is for all movies, except when they change, like, everything.
Can you stop waving that knife around?
I'm like, ah!
You've come close to stabbing her, like, twice now while I've been watching.
No, I'm scratching
my head. It takes a level of trust. Yeah, let's make that one.
But honestly, I think that movie might have been better than the majority of Harry Potter movies.
You suck.
Yeah, I
not production value-wise, but...
It had more action, but... Not necessarily a better story.
Yeah.
And see, the quality of lacked. Music.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the
there
music.
Wasn't really...
The music had no, like, progression. Like, it was just random techno, random, like, musical, like,
yeah.
Orchestral,
and
then random...
Or, yeah.
Yeah. I do remember at one point...
And all of a sudden, pop hit.
Yeah.
I remember at one point listening, like, why are they playing this right now?
When they were in the frickin' greenhouse.
Yeah.
Like, that song fit the scene in the sense that if it was that music throughout the whole movie...
It was kind of a random choice.
Yeah.
My big thing was fucking Bach. Alright,
continuous.
Yeah. It's just like, Bach was a shadow hunter? No, fucking Bach was not a shadow hunter.
Yeah, I love how their painting of him has a little around his
There's nothing
like
even close to that in the books. And of course, I can understand that kind of humor in it, because it seems like something Cassie Clare would have liked, and she just didn't think to put in the books. But at the same time, it's like, you're going to include that, but you can't include something, like, more important.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know, it's bullshit. And all of the demons looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all
yeah.
of them were just the same, and it shouldn't have been that way.
I didn't think they looked all the same.
I thought
all
they
the
did.
All the smoke and fire demons?
Oh, yeah.
They all looked exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, I think the demons in human body looked similar to me.
They were all those, like, gooey things with, like, the long arms.
Yeah.
What I don't get is that thing that attacked Clary in the movie was not what attacked her in the book. It was, like, a snake... kind of, right?
Kind of crocodile-y looking, yeah, with no, like, yeah.
And it wasn't, it was a rabbit or demon. Yeah.
And then Dorothea was supposed to be possessed or hiding or whatever, a greater demon. It was supposed to be the fear demon, I think. No, it was Abaddon of the Abyss. It was like a greater demon. It's supposed to be really fucking hard to kill. And like that's why it was such a big deal when Alec got hurt and all of this stuff, because it was like a greater demon. And instead, she's just like rolling her eyes into the back of her head and like, nope, Clary's fine. It's okay. Go away, Simon.
And then the neck pustule thing that.
Yeah. It was just like, you guys, like if you're going to. Oh, the biggest thing is that all the fans want Jace's eyes to be gold. That's what his eyes are. It's described really fucking thoroughly. And so they're like, okay, don't worry. We can digitally alter them and it'll be fine. And didn't it flash gold at one point?
Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me? That's what you meant? You're going to make them flash gold like once? Like.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one point. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean he's a demon? Because at no other point is it gold.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to subtly hint that he got possessed or something.
Yeah, I think what they were trying to do is, like, his angelic powers or whatever. I don't really know what they meant by that. But his eyes are supposed to be gold all the time. And I think everybody was like, you know what? I will accept that all these motherfuckers have accents when they're all living in New York. I will get over that. Because you got some really fine actors for some of these people.
Oh,
Kevin Zegers is not British.
I love they got the guy from the British... being human. He was a vampire and being human, but he was a werewolf in this. He was Luke.
Oh, yeah, Aiden Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah, the British being human? Peely in The Hobbit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the British being human?
Yeah.
Or the BBC?
Yeah, I don't watch the American one. All it is angst.
Yeah. That's what America,
That's what America is. Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty accurate.
I think we might need to take them away from Josh, you know.
Neither of them can be trusted.
Yeah. I feel like excluded from this conversation because of fangirl.
Okay, well, let's move on to a topic that you guys can talk about. Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh my god!
Oh,
I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to say anything about it.
You ever seen Daredevil?
I know, I was just going to say one word, Daredevil.
I liked Daredevil. I liked him as Daredevil. I thought they could have done... it was the writers. I don't think he had a problem as Daredevil. I think the writers fucked it up. That's the same problem I had with City of Bones. I think that he could do a decent job as Batman. Because I also went, ew, Heath Ledger is the Joker? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm thinking 10 things I hate about you and Brokeback Mountain. I'm like, he's not going to be the Joker. Nobody could be the Joker. And aside from Mark Hamill doing the voice of the Joker, I think Heath Ledger did one of the best jobs that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. How many good movies did Ben Affleck
do? No.
Let's not talk about Sheely. Let's Jersey Girl.
I love Jersey Girl!
I think the best acting he did was James and Bob Sherrick Beck.
And Dogma. All those movies.
All the Kevin Smith
movies. Yeah, exactly. Wait, isn't the person who did Daredevil Happy from Iron Man?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I totally forgot that.
Huh?
I totally forgot that.
Yeah. He was in that. Yeah.
I'm not going to be Elektra in Daredevil. Like, in Bullseye was so hammy, but I still love that performance, though.
I really like Michael Clarke Duncan as Kingpin.
Yeah,
of course.
And I'm really sad that he'll never, like, get to revise that role.
Yeah.
But still, that was revised. Then I like, really... I hate his chin.
I will wait and see.
Well, I will go see the movie. Well, what I read is that they're going to introduce him in the next Man of Steel movie. So, I'll probably go see that.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that part. I'm going to kind of wait and see because I think that he could do a decent job. In all fairness, I don't like Christian Bale as Batman. So
I hate your opinion.
So that's what you like.
Yeah.
No one's there, dude.
If they could find like somebody who does Bruce Wayne like George Clooney did, but can pull off Batman too, then I'll be happy.
I like George Clooney
as Batman. I like him as Bruce Wayne.
Better than Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Fuck you, Rick, and just die.
I think what's his face is the best Batman.
What's the name?
I don't like him.
You know, when I first heard that Christian Bale was going to be the next Batman. I was thinking that he was going to suck too. And I don't think that he did a bad job.
All I can think of is American Psycho. Yeah. With a stupid sharp teeth.
I'm just thinking ahead for Ben Affleck. It might be the same thing. You don't think he's going to do a good job, but he might actually nail it.
In all fairness, he's like really good friends with Kevin Smith, and Kevin Smith is such a Batman fan that I feel like it'd be hard for Ben Affleck to fail at this because he's got like the number one fanboy to kind of guide him. And I'm pretty sure he's going to lose like a really good friend if he fucks this up.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Argo was good, but oh man. He fucked up.
Exactly. I think that he can pull it off.
If he was smart, he'd be on the fucking horn to them every other scene.
Yeah, definitely.
He'd be on
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Assistant to fucking Mr. Affleck, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, right?
You know Kevin Smith is probably just going to be there reciting lines with him and be like, okay, if anything happens, you break a leg, anything, I'm here, I can do this.
I
would love to see the movie where Kevin Smith is Batman.
It's called Morass.
I don't think he's going to do that bad of a job. I think there's a lot of haters, and I think they're going, oh, Daredevil, you know, no, he did a good job as Daredevil. It's the fucking writers and shit that fucked it up. And, alright, let's not even touch on fucking Elektra. Jennifer Garner is Elektra.
Jennifer Garner is like one of the worst actors in life.
Apparently my opinion is wrong.
It's always wrong.
It definitely is.
She is the wrong choice for Elektra. Having Elektra in that movie, I think, is also a bad choice.
I'm going to have to agree, but I think she's the wrong choice because it's that whole whitewashing thing.
They didn't need a female in that movie at all, or love interest at all.
Yeah.
It could have just been
the
Lady Justice.
Yeah, but how are they going to have Maya Moral by Evanescence playing? You have to fucking have that.
That was the thing.
We've got this song, man. We need a scene for it.
Wasn't that Fox, though? Was that Fox that did that?
What?
That whole thing. Because that would explain it, having Evanescence in there and the need for a female star in there. That would explain it.
I think they were just trying to appeal to be female. And by having a love interest in there.
Probably.
Yeah, because Daredevil also came out before all these comics with the movie started actually coming out.
Yeah.
And
it was like right at the beginning, at least.
Wasn't it? No, wait. I keep getting torn up between X-Men that was first or Iron Man that was first?
X-Men.
Hell of first. Wait, I was in like the fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then Daredevil came out when we were maybe in
sixth. Yeah, Daredevil came out later than that.
Daredevil was like eighth grade.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then Iron Man was way more recent.
Yeah. Iron Man.
Yeah.
I have no problems with the Iron Man movies.
Nope. They're perfect.
Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
I have my own personal problems with two. Other than that, it's fine.
I was watching Conan when what's the guy who played War Machine?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Ron Cheadle was on it. And he's talking about Comic-Con and how Robert Downey Jr. showed up and he fucking is Iron Man. Just absolutely straight, just lives the part.
X-Men came out in 2000.
And
so, was that really good in like 4th, 5th grade?
Yeah. I was in 6th grade.
I was 10 years old.
I was in 6th grade.
Yeah. No. That doesn't seem like that long ago.
Iron Man did not come out.
I was in high school. No, yeah, X-Men came out in 2000.
Oh, X-Men, yeah, 2000. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Ten. I remember buying the action figure.
Daredevil came out in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Jesus.
It was that long ago.
10 years.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
Yep.
Accurate. I was 18.
Yep. Makes sense.
And then after Iron Man is when they all started.
You were 18 in 2008?
Yes!
Yeah, so it was
actually.
So, me, Josh, and
I'm only 22 right now.
So am I. Oh, shut up!
You guys, we feel so old.
You are.
I feel old and I'm only 23.
Oh, God. But, yeah, I don't know what to say. It's whatever.
Should not.
I can't think of anyone else better to replace him, though.
Because no one can do Batman.
Kevin Smith
would be amazing.
I'd like to see that.
A chubby Batman.
After things have gone downhill.
Batman.
After he's taken like 13 years off instead of 5.
Batman and he's Bruce Wayne and Batman Beyond.
Yeah, there you go.
The old hunched over Batman.
Yeah, would that make fucking Jason Mewes the new Batman?
Shecky as Ace the Bat-Hound.
Accurate. So do you want to talk about League of Legends getting hacked?
League of Legends got hacked.
What?
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, you haven't tried to log on then. Everyone has to change their passwords and stuff, because like, I think it was 13,000 accounts got hacked for their first and last names and account numbers. Or credit card account numbers.
I don't know my credit card number.
There you go. Yeah, neither do I.
I don't have anything on the topic.
Me neither, because I'm not a computer person.
I don't play League because everybody's assholes.
So elitist about everything. That community is toxic.
That's why I like Minecraft. Everybody's like, you need some wood? Here's some wood. You need some coal? Here's some coal. You go on like fucking League or something, it's like, you fucking noob! What are you doing? Get out of here!
I never run into that problem.
You're probably that person.
I know!
No,
I play as a support class.
I'm sorry, You were bitching at me about stealing your kills.
I was joking about that every once in a while.
Lies.
I can't tell when we're talking through text.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just a really big difference watching you guys play like first person shooters and then playing things like League and all of that. Because then you get me and Bree over here playing Minecraft. It's like, look, I found a hole.
Look, Fire Island with a dick next to it.
Look, I made the sheep pink. Look, you can make baby sheep.
Let's kill the baby.
The other day, me and Stormy were playing, and I had a bunch of dogs, and I had a bunch of sheep. And my dogs were apparently in her way while she was trying to get rid of dirt, so she just walks through the line killing my dogs, every single one. And then I thought, okay, when Bree comes back to play Minecraft, I'm going to put some sheep on Fire Island, and it's going to be, like, really cool. These baby sheep were walking into the fire in the lava, and just bursting into flames and dying before my eyes.
Oh my god. Like, the fucking village people, they look like rapists.
Oh, what about the armored and village zombie we ran into the other day?
Oh my god.
I don't know what to talk about.
Little baby zombies.
Oh, yeah. I was like, why is it so small?
I'm a little kid. I know.
You would hate it. They bang on the door and stuff instead of just standing there staring at you.
Yeah, they break down your window.
Yeah, I made myself a little base. I go inside. I'm doing stuff on my crafting table or whatever. All of a sudden you're bang, 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 bang. And I look over, and there's a zombie at my door. And they've been doing this forever. I just don't know why it was so bad at this time. Because I go over, I open the door, I kill it, I close it, I go back. And you hear bang, 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 bang again.
There was all the villagers.
Yeah, I go back, and I open it, and start slashing. One goes down, a fucking armored zombie pops up, and I have to kill that one. And then the villager zombie pops up, I kill that one. And then another one pops up, I kill that one, and then a baby one pops up, and I finally just run, and they're all just chasing me, there's like six of them in the river just waiting for me, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Man, I miss the regular Xbox 360 version of Minecraft where it was nothing, and you don't have to do any stupid potion tables, anything, you just have to mine shit. That's what I liked. That was the most fun that we had, just me and Josh playing that original thing.
Making that big old, really convoluted mine that went. I have no idea how that mine got so big in that small world. It was so convoluted. Remember how we had two different branches and they both went off in different directions and then they made like this big like lung-like cavity? It was crazy.
Just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of focus.
Fell down the gravel slide and got trapped. Like, I have no tools, I have no torches, I am stuck in gravel and I have to find my way back. I have to break down stone walls with my fist and find my way out of here. Or else I'll lose all of my gold and all of my iron and everything.
That was before you guys even liked it. Called it a stone.
Yeah. Waste of time, you said.
Well, when you have to sit in the living room watching your boyfriend playing Minecraft for 10 hours, you have nothing to do but join.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Literally 10 hours.
Well, those were the days where we could sit there and play for like 10 hours because we never played before.
Yeah. I could still sit there and play for 10 hours.
There's like so much you haven't dealt with yet.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like, no, I don't want to play. And now I'm like, let's play. Like, I'm fucking ready for this.
That's the thing, is I like survival mode. You like creative mode.
I like survival mode just fine. I like playing creative because that's what everybody else plays on.
You want to build stuff, but I just want to explore.
I have no problem exploring. Just don't leave me at the fucking thing cooking your goddamn food again. Screw every time.
My favorite part of the game is going out, finding the resources that I need, build something, come back, and making it. In creative mode, there's no exploring. In creative mode, there's no exploring, and you can take whatever you want. So it's just not fun.
If you're not creative.
I could make anything that I want to in there. Have fun with the challenge of finding the things that I need to make it.
If you're lazy like me, it's perfectly fine.
That's why it was so hard to build my first mansion.
Yeah, I remember that.
That took like 3 hours just to be like, okay, I found a decent plot of land that I can make on. And then, you know, whittling it down, shoveling all the dirt away, and clearing out big enough space for it.
I hated that you had to have had random chests everywhere. You're like, say you're mining a little cave. Yeah. You're like, oh crap, all my inventory is full, so I gotta put a chest here.
Yeah.
And then build a couple, and then you walk away, and then you're like, shit, I forgot everything in that chest. I gotta go back.
You remember our main world. I mean, we had that one mine shaft that we strip mined, and then you had to go in the right tunnel, down the right little hole. And then find the big opening with all the torches on it, and then you had to follow that, and then randomly find the chest in there that we had all of our tools in for digging down there. That's where all the little chest was.
Yeah, I don't have that problem, because I always play with Stormy, and then she will not do survival. She won't do it. She's like, hey, I just built a house. Now I'm going to build another house across the water. Now I'm going to connect all of them. And she makes the most convoluted houses. She will take obsidian. She will not use anything but obsidian. And she's like, okay, let's build it straight up. Oh, I didn't make any entrances. Okay, let's put an entrance way on this side, like completely on the opposite side. And then she's like, oh yeah, now I need stairs. And so she's got these like 6x6 rooms with stairs going straight up it. And some of the floors don't have anything. And she's like, let's put a window here, like in the most inconvenient spot. Like, oh my god.
Make a reward for climbing to the top of the tower.
That's why when I went through, I was like, no, I'm just going to fuck with her. And I put a dispenser on the first level, and it was full of cookies. And so then she goes up to the top one, and she sees another dispenser, and it's full of the poisonous cave spiders. So you press it, and they just pop out. Currently, I would not recommend digging under Fire Island if you can help it.
Why?
There is TNT.
Oh god, you bitch.
When I made a server just in our playing together, what I would do is I would dig down in giant...
You're quiet.
What?
You're quiet.
I'm quiet?
Yeah.
You're not loud enough. Get in the microphone.
It's like old times, Harrison.
Fuck a dude.
He's trying to.
Jesse would do big clear cut mines in the area, and then Jesse would take the resources and he would build railways out to just random areas, and we had like four different, I always called them Netherworld.
Is it a
No, from Peter Pan.
Okay, Peter Pan, continue.
Anyways, and then we would use those to go back and forth, and I would get the materials, and Jesse would build everything.
I shouldn't be allowed to go to the Nether on my own. I forget my portal, and I'm just like, where the fuck did I put it?
And everything looks the goddamn same.
Yeah, everything.
I was stuck in the Nether for a long time. Because I did not know where the fuck I was, where my portal was, and I just ended up turning on my admin privileges and just teleporting myself back.
I forget who was with me the first time I went in the Nether. I think it was Joe. We built this big old structure. I'm like, just in case anything comes through, because I'd never been before. And I just dropped all my stuff. I went in there barehanded. Went in there, immediately here. And then a fireball comes flying at me, breaks all of my footing, and I fall to my death. I'm like, oh, okay, good, I'm never going back here again, thank you.
That's when I was in creative mode, and I released a bunch of gas into the world. I'm like, it's fine, I'm creative, it's not a big deal. And then Stormy was like, okay, now let's switch to survival. I'm like, alright, so I switch, and suddenly fireballs are fucking shooting at me. I'm like, what did I do? There's like fucking six of them just floating around. Like, oh god. So, long story short, I shouldn't be allowed to play God.
Agreed.
I will agree with that.
I think that's pretty evident just from me playing Sims.
Pretty much.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb. Do not let me play God.
No one ever does what you want them to do anyway when you play God. Especially in The Sims.
Yeah.
Go to work. Now make a salad.
Go on. I think I'll sleep on this part then.
Go home, go dumpster diving.
go to the bar, go dumpster diving.
That seems like more fun in here. Pretty much, yeah. I don't know. That was the first time I've ever played Sims with Sims 3 recently.
Never played it before.
Still haven't.
That was the first time, me too.
I just want that to make him have sex.
I played Deep Rock when it first came out on my crappy PC.
See, I never played computer games back in the day.
Back when you downloaded shit off Napster and they were like, hey, let's put that in my game and listen to Judas Priest and stuff in my jukebox.
I never used Napster. I used LimeWire for a long
time. Oh, LimeWire and Crosswire.
Kazaa.
I used that too.
Oh, fucking Kazaa.
Bear share.
Yeah, it wasn't until I started dating Joshua and hanging out with you guys, creating that blood, that I played video games and computer games and know all about superheroes and all that kind of stuff.
So what you're saying is that I made you cool.
What you're saying is you're like to get into that.
Until you met me.
I used to play Crash Bandicoot and Spyro when I was younger.
N64 and Sega. That was pretty much the gist of my video game-ness.
That's the best.
Well, I know, but...
I played Neopets a lot.
I had a Gigapet.
We're not surprised.
I used to open up like 30 pages and then just get random stuff from random events and then sell them in my shop.
I'm not surprised. Oh. On a site like Neopets, you're exploiting it.
I also helped found a guild or whatever and got kicked out of it from the kid to write
Go to hell, name mom on his neighbor's driveway.
Oh, good.
Good influence.
Oh my god. I had an account just a couple months ago,
so I could play the games and stuff, but then the computer wouldn't let me do it, so I rage quit.
I always felt bad when mine always died.
I went to Barbie.com and dressed Barbies.
Did you have your transformation?
I didn't.
Oh, you're a rebel.
I know. I can go to PollyPocket.com. Heck yeah.
Close penguin.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't really either. I don't think I want to know. We're just going to stop that conversation.
It's where the people of Tumblr go.
One of the dark places. one of the places that he's anonymous here.
We found the darkest part of the internet, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to tell it?
No, I don't want to.
Is that by YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, that Japanese short film thing.
Yeah. It wasn't. I don't even think it was a short film. I think it was actually a feature-length film that just had some really fucked up shit going on.
Story of Japan, man. You remember it better than I do.
I hardly remember it.
I don't even want to talk about it. Japanese are a fucked up culture.
Maybe we should just put it on like a link dump or something.
I'll find it, unfortunately.
It's something you have to experience for yourself.
It's supposed to be intense, man. But it wasn't just that video. We just found a bunch of fucked up videos, and we literally had to sit back and go, okay, no more internet.
It was like,
we have to stop.
It was like hentai mixed with like the Super Mario Brothers movie. That's essentially what it was. Whatever that thing came out of that guy's butt.
Don't spoil it. We want everybody to see
it. It looked like the fucking king from Super Mario Brothers movie.
I think it was supposed to be a ball sack.
I have no idea. I don't even want to know. I don't think it was.
I'm scared.
I just kind of assumed it was a ball sack. I'm pretty sure.
It was bad.
We'll fucking link to that because I don't even want to think about it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, pretty much. So have you seen any of the trailers or the news or anything for the upcoming Avengers movie?
Nope.
I thought that Avengers movie was coming out like 2 years.
It's coming out next year. I thought, or 15.
Is it 15?
I don't know.
Because I mean, you got the Thor movie with the badass.
I'm so excited.
I'm just excited for Sif.
Sif was
a
Just did nothing.
Yeah, I know, but I'm excited that she's getting more airtime.
Yeah.
And fucking Mama is going to be in it, kicking some ass.
Who?
Loki and Thor's mom.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's fangirling over Loki and us.
Why?
I get really irritated when they're like, when they talk about the Avengers, they always include Loki, and it's like, Loki's not an Avenger. He's a bad guy. I don't know. Tumblr has this habit of like, wanting to mama all of the villains and stuff. They're like, you poor thing, just come here, let me hug you, and you'll stop being evil. I don't think it really works that way.
No, Loki Pokestick.
I wonder if girls would like him so much if they knew that he turned into a horse and got
butt raped.
Yeah, he got butt raped. He turned into a female horse.
Got pregnant.
Yeah, got pregnant from another horse.
Yeah.
And then gave birth to an eight-legged horse that
rides. Yeah, essentially.
I just want Spider-Man.
I'd like to see that in the next Avengers. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't like the new Spider-Man.
What?
It's better than that Dalton conversation in the theater by podcast.
That's true.
I went all kinds of other places.
More than one.
Like an hour.
I was there for that one.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
I thought you were. We were locked in the bedroom pretending we didn't exist.
I'm pretty sure that's a conversation you would have.
Yes.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah, check it out. iTunes, Theater Mode.
Can't plug in something that doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's still there.
I was trying to get weird from that for some reason.
Go look it up.
Meet John. What did you think of the new Wolverine movie?
I liked it.
I thought it was... Watchable.
Is that out?
Yeah.
It's super Japanese-y.
I didn't like it.
It takes place in Japan.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Like, it's alright. I definitely thought it was watchable, and I would watch it again. But...
It takes a nice way.
He had to go to the dark side and have a little Japanese girl.
That's all I guess.
Once again, I liked it.
I liked it. It was bad.
For the people who go to see movies, be entertained and don't look into it.
I did look into it. I totally had no expectations. It was good. And I was still disappointed.
Yeah, when I looked into her tarts, I saw sushi.
It was really disappointing for me. I just didn't like it. Hugh Jackman, great job. I'll never fault him as Wolverine. He is amazing. And I feel like he's just a really good Wolverine.
Yeah. The last part of the fight scene
went a little bit too far.
Which one?
It was painful.
The only thing I don't like about it is all the Asian stuff. But I know it is, but I mean, it kind of sounded like you weren't as upset on that, so you were going to say you didn't like all the Asians. No, it made it hard to relate to it in any way. My favorite part was the love hotel.
Oh, I know that's so funny.
The one thing I didn't like, I think my biggest problem with movies right now is the forced love stories.
Yeah, every fucking movie has a forced love story.
And it's really irritating the shit out of me.
I really love Mountain Dew, like I can't even tell you. Oh, hey, I'm a shoot again.
Yeah, essentially now. And like, oh my god, I would even go as far as to say there was a forced love story in Star Trek Into Darkness. Pick out who I'm talking about.
Spock.
Spock and Kirk or Uhura? No, Spock and Kirk. All the way, OTP, man. One true pair.
Oh. Yeah. I don't care what people say. I like Zachary Quinto as Spock. Fuck that shit. He's hot.
He's incredibly gay.
I don't know. I know he is.
But I think he plays a good Spock.
Yeah, he does. Have you guys seen the old Spock versus Spock?
It's a Nissan commercial, an audio commercial.
Nope, it's absolutely hilarious.
You guys should watch it at some point.
Possibility.
I don't know, man. I didn't like Into Darkness either, though.
I had to. Also, I'm no longer your friend. Leonard Nimoy's Frodo Baggins.
I've seen that clip.
I have not.
We'll have to look that up later.
Have you guys seen the Channing Tatum song?
No.
When a chinning all over your tatum.
I think the best plot twist in any movie I've seen over the past couple months was when we saw This Is the End.
Yeah. And the Backstreet Boys at the end.
Oh my god, yeah. I saw that coming. I didn't.
You saw the Backstreet Boys coming when they performed in Heaven's the End.
Yeah, I know. No references throughout the entire fucking movie.
No, that's not true. There was like... Backstreet Boys was kind of a theme, but I didn't expect them to perform. But when they were in heaven, and they're like, when he, they're like, wish for whatever you want. I knew he was going to wish for the Backstreet Boys, but I didn't expect it from the whole movie. Like, I just thought they liked the Backstreet Boys or whatever.
I guess there was one or two.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, when Danny McBride shows up and he's got a fucking Channing Tatum, I kind of like Channing Tatum a little bit more from that scene. The fact that he was willing to make fun of himself. Yeah, those are the best kind of people. That's part of the whole movie. I thought Channing Tatum was not like that, but I guess he's not.
Yeah, it's cocaine. That's probably the funniest movie that's come out this year by far.
I thought it was so random, Emma Watson in it.
Well, they wanted to pick the most innocent person they could, and who better than her? I mean, she's fucking Hermione.
I think, though, what really helped for me to like that movie
was the fact that we watched it right after Man of Steel, so it could only go up from there. You could take me to see Smurfs 2 afterwards, and it still would have been better.
I don't know about that.
I promise you.
Incorrect. Who likes MPH? I do. I probably would have liked it. I still haven't seen any of them.
I don't like it. Neither have I.
Me
neither.
Oh, I thought you were saying M.
Oh, M. He's cool. Yes, he is.
He's awesome.
Awesome!
He's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His little babies are cute.
Seriously.
I already worried that the three of you are sitting so close.
Well, I'm sorry. We all have to sit around with my
Oh, God.
I mean, free hire managing not to sit that fucking close.
You're probably coming up pretty low on your
side. No, we're not.
No, she's not.
All right, fair enough. Tom's going to be just inaudible.
Mumble, dark side.
Dark side. Fabulous!
It's like when Jesse, myself, and his roommate tried to do a podcast, and the microphone couldn't pick me up.
It just could not pick me up,
so they were having a three-way conversation with two people.
This is the best ones.
That was one part I liked about City of Bones, going back to that. It's just like, tell me why I'm drawing this! And it's just staring off into space.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, look, they can make it kind of funny. Like,
again, with just like how they try to do with Man of Steel, like make it kind of funny, like how Avengers and how Joss Whedon adds those little funny bits. But City of Bones, like they tried to add, like there were some funny parts, but it was like they were trying too hard.
Yeah, things that should have been just really like offhanded things, like that the characters would have said without thinking about it. They like really forced it.
Yeah.
And it's like the poor character development. I don't know. This is why I don't go to movies anymore.
I wouldn't go with you guys anymore.
Okay. I'd rather just watch love stories, because you know what's going to happen.
I'd rather just watch Food Network.
No love stories.
People are going to get their fingers chopped off.
That's one thing to be blown up.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, this isn't a Michael Bay thing. Okay.
I don't know movies.
Hey, I tried really hard not to make comments this time.
I tried really fucking hard.
I am glad you did.
He doesn't like it when I make jokes about things that pop up on the screen.
I like to watch the movie and be entertained.
That's why
you went to the movies this week. I'm always like, Josh, look! Oh my god, that totally wouldn't have happened.
Oh wait, what just happened? Oh wait, I had to pee.
What happened?
Well, like when he hit the lob of the portal to reach out and stroke her hair. I actually turned towards him, but if you were saying something about that's not creepy.
if you're saying it's not creepy, then yeah.
That's saying something. I know it's creepy.
I feel like that should be his tagline for the rest of his life, put on business card. I know it's creepy.
I have this card.
I'm not going to put that on.
I'm making some more of that.
Vistaprint, 200 for $50.
No, my company makes me business cards. No, she probably wouldn't put that on there.
Be creepy, ask nicely.
Stick your hand through the portal and stroke her hair.
I think what I had said to him is now you're thinking with portals.
Yeah. That was a good reference.
I felt like I should have gotten a gold star for that one.
If I had a gold star, I'd give you one.
Michael's like a dollar.
Yeah, like a dollar.
I'm not going to carry around gold stars.
What kind of friend are you, man?
The kind that doesn't carry around the gold stars.
Not the good kind, then. All my other friends carry around gold stars.
We should have gold star friend.
He's all kind of a hard judge.
I am the first person I know. I know where the best gold stars are going to.
Are you now a gold star?
I'm a gold star?
You have to hold on to them.
Okay.
I feel like she'd be a little more lenient.
Yeah.
She'd give him the Uber name and only you.
Nuh-uh.
Give him to herself every time.
Whatever, that's Joshua. I'm a pooper. And if I do fart, it stinks.
Are you sure you are a windbender?
Minus one, she breaks wind, she bends air.
I think it's pretty accurate to call her a windbender considering how she was bending the air.
In all fairness, we don't talk about that.
We were talking about it earlier.
I got a question. Would an airbender be able to bend a fart? Because I mean, water bends can bend blood.
I think that would have to be a blood bending.
I don't know.
That's down to generation and generation. Oh, man. I thought that actually happens in Legend of Korra.
What?
Doesn't the little kid fart like fucking...
I think he does.
He might. I gotta see that.
We're gonna have to rewatch that.
Watch the first season of Legend of Korra, because I watched, like, what, the first three episodes? I think that's it. It gets better. She's such a whiny bitch. Oh my god, I'm like fucking A. I thought Aang was annoying sometimes because he's a little five-year-old. But Katara's like a teenager. That's even worse. I hate girls.
Toph was awesome though.
Well, because she was a kick-ass blind earthbender.
And metalbender.
Yes.
Don't discredit that. I don't know. We tried watching the Rift Tracks version of Last Airbender like a week or two ago.
I couldn't sit through that.
Yeah. Like even the Rift Tracks was not enough for me to sit through it. They're just like Sokka, Aang. And I'm like, oh fuck me, man. I can't do this. I could not do it. And it's just like Honor, Uncle. And it's like, oh my god. Iroh was like my favorite character. I loved him. I loved Uncle Iroh. And then he's just like this fucking skinny Middle Eastern guy. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Make a team joke, please.
They didn't have the cabbage guy, right? No, cabbage guy is awesome. I love the cabbage guy.
I've been seeing a lot of cosplays of him. Yeah. It's like the best thing I've ever seen. I feel like everybody should have a cosplay as cabbage guy. But yeah. Anyways.
I wonder if the Rift Tracks have more instruments.
Oh, I fucking hope they do.
That'd be awesome.
What's a Rift Track?
It's the guys who used to do Mystery Science 3000. But they're doing stuff now. Like they did stuff for Pandemic and Starship Troopers. You can pretty much pick a movie and they've done it.
What was the fucking name of the Thor movie?
Legend of Thunderbolt Thor or something like that.
Oh, it was on Netflix.
That movie was so fucking horrible.
Yeah. Wait, was that one movie that we watched? It was just awful.
Yeah, that was the one movie that I was supposed to turn it off and I never.
Wait, the two that we watched were awful. One was actually like supposed to be Thor, and like Odin was like this spectrum, this rainbow thingy, and then there was that one where the guy. His costume was made. Like he made it because he worked in a science lab.
It was the same movie.
Oh, okay,
never mind. He literally made the suit when he went outside. And he's like, "Hello, I am Thor."
His head's more like Iron Man, and then he's got like this fucking Batman-esque suit, and then he's just wearing tights. There's no fucking lower armor.
It's just the torso.
And there's like a hammer. He's got the I know.
He's got like literally has a spray painted styrofoam hammer.
Oh, you're welcome to watch.
No, that was amazing. And then the heads in the sky, the gods.
They don't even move the mouse or anything. They literally just tilt the head back and forth.
Yeah, it's like gyrating.
Yeah, they're just shaking. They're not even speaking. They're just fucking resonating.
It's like something out of South Park.
And then the dragon at the end. The dragon has left, right.
I think the dragon in Minecraft, where you have to fight it, was better than the one in the
movie. Definitely. It's like, I'm gonna fly to the left.
It was the same goddamn dragon too. Like they just used the same scene from it going from far to forward.
And he was just like, I'm gonna send lightning at it. It's like little lightning tendrils, like barely, it's coming straight at him. It's coming straight for us.
It was like Monty Python.
And all of a sudden it just explodes out of nowhere. Oh, I guess the fight's over.
The little pew pew things were like space invaders.
The little pew pew. That's good.
Well, that's what it was. I think even made pew pew sound.
It's worth a watch. Yeah.
See how tap out.
Play tap out.
I feel like everybody should play tap out. If you're gonna do it, you need to do it with either Birdemic or with that fucking movie.
You can't tap out of Birdemic.
I tap out.
You have to see just how bad that movie is. I've actually sat through the whole thing.
I actually like it better than the horror movie.
Birdemic, where he talks about he has a Mustang plug-in hybrid.
Hi! Whoa!
And then they've got like that fucking 20-minute scene where he gets solar panels installed, and you think there's gonna be some bigger plot line to it, but no, there's just an entire scene where he's getting solar panels installed.
And like his job switches between being like software consultant, like. Seller, and then like between installing solar panels, like he switches his job like three times during that movie for no reason.
So what is tap out?
You can find the worst movie possible and see how long you can lock in rubber.
Oh my god!
It's just a fucking tire.
I got it. Twilight.
I can watch the whole thing because that makes it sound really fucking gay
because you guys can sit through Twilight.
I can't do it.
Really, the first one's just terrible.
If I watch it again, I'd probably tap out when she's fucking sitting next to him and be like, "Fucking science class." Nope.
I'd tap out where they're in the forest and she's like, "I know what you are," and he's like, "Say it." It's like Frosty the Snowman.
I'm out of here.
I'd have to do it at the opening part.
Mic drop.
I can't do it. Like, I don't mind the books.
John Brahms there. We're going to drink with the cap on.
I have a little bit of drink.
Oh my god.
Before you put the cap back on, you might as well get the words out of it.
But yeah, I've been wanting to do this.
I've been wanting to get like a bad movie marathon going on.
Fuck! I left my laptop in the freezer.
I took it out. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, a bad movie marathon with like Birdemic, The Room, Troll 2. It's like all the worst movies I could possibly think of. Might as well throw Last Airbender in here.
Leprechaun, like 4. Back in the Navy.
Back to the Back.
Yeah.
No, I've never ever walked out from this except the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes into it, I literally got up, went, "I'll see you later," and I went to sleep.
I gained absolutely nothing by staying in the theater waiting for it just because I spent the money and I spent the effort to go see it at midnight.
I fucking left. Didn't we see
We saw Twilight.
We saw Eclipse.
Eclipse, right before that.
I went to every minute.
And it didn't even make it seem better.
No, it didn't. It was painful.
Yeah, it was bad. I've never walked out of a movie except that one.
I like how we sat through a post, but he couldn't sit through Last Airbender. that was like an actual, like... Well, actually, I suppose they were both kind of...
I liked Eclipse, though. I didn't think it was that bad of a movie.
I didn't either. The book I thought was kind of boring.
I liked it.
But, like, now that I think about it, I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting, because you learn all about Jasper and him being in the war, and then when she's a vampire, you can see all of his scars and stuff like that.
The truly ridiculous Twilight movie is Breaking Dawn. I read the book. I went out the morning it came out, bought it, read it straight through, only took breaks to pee. And then I literally looked at what the fuck.
I hated it. It was from two points of view. I hated it.
I was done the moment he was like, and then it's like the cords were cut from everything. And this baby was the only thing holding me in place. I'm like, oh god, this is John scene.
I thought the movie was pretty good, though. I didn't know.
CGI baby.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh my god, The Conjuring. She's in it. CGI baby.
How about the birth of the baby?
Did I miss that?
When she gave birth to the baby? It kind of looks like they're just throwing SpaghettiOs at her. Doesn't look like real blood.
There's blood in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, where the fuck was I? Gotta watch that shit.
I just couldn't handle it because it's like, I just had a baby. Let's phone. It's just like, oh, my fucking God, are you kidding me?
I want to eat something.
I couldn't handle it. And then it's just like fucking Jacob, like, I'm in love with this baby. Bella, I'm in love with your baby. Don't kill me.
Don't be in love with the baby. Don't fuck the baby.
You need a fucking auto to that shit. So I'm ready for 50 Shades of Grey. Still have you not
read that into a movie? It's
not. It's a porno.
Yeah. I started reading it,
and I read it up through
the seduction phase. As soon as they started having sex,
I got three pages into it. I got 3 pages into it. I went, oh my God, this sounds like a horrible fan fiction, which it was. I was like, I can't do this, man. Like, the fucking grammar and just the way everything was. I'm like, I can't get off to this. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was such bullshit.
I just want to read it to see what all the hype is about. They have all that shit at Spencer's. Like, you can buy the 50 Shades of Grey merchandise.
No, we're going to go.
Nope.
I was willing to read it, and then my mom started reading it, and I couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
And I've had people telling me, like, it's pretty good, just read it. And I'm like, no, like, this girl. Like, you have to look up on YouTube people reading just excerpts from it.
Those are the best.
It's just fucking completely ridiculous. There's nothing sexy about it.
Well, if I got turned on by fucking Twilight the book.
What?
Yeah, when you read it, because... The thing that sucked about the movies of Twilight is that Stephanie Meyer used so much description and so much visual, like you have to visualize everything, that in the movie you can't portray that kind of description. Like how he felt, you know, stuff like that. So when you're reading it and they're like in the forest and I'm just like, what is going on right now? I'm kind of turned on. So whatever.
You know, in the books, Edward Cullen was like the perfect person. Like, he was amazing. And I think every girl is lying if she says that she didn't have a little bit of a crush on him. And kind of feel that way a little bit.
Well, books are written, so there's a blank, completely attributeless main
female
lead
in the books.
And then the main males are all super male, super... attractive, just perfect
men.
It's so that women can insert themselves in the story. And,
I never did that.
Bella off to the side and be like, fuck you, bitch, he's mine.
Yeah, I never did that, because I was just like, Edward's too fucking controlling, Jacob's too much of a whiny bitch.
I just pictured them having sex even though they weren't having sex.
I'm totally Team Charlie. Fucking Bella's dad's dad.
I get behind Charlie.
I want a movie about Charlie. Finding out that the trusted doctor he's been talking to for so long is a vampire. His best friend is a werewolf, and his daughter is turning into a vampire.
That's pretty much part two.
No, I wanted to follow Charlie.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I wanted to snap and kill everyone. Just take his fucking shotgun and go fucking hunting.
I can totally see the next scary movie, Mortal Instruments, same way that they used Twilight.
Let's not go there. You're opening up a
fucking world to hurt. I saw the first scary movie. I think I saw half the second scary movie, and I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen the fifth one.
You know, like epic movie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can see the Mortal Instruments all over.
Oh yeah,
water and stuff.
I could just see them like somebody going, eh, with their penis.
That is definitely a scary movie. Fucking
yeah, exactly. I can see the guy with the trademark.
I know, right?
I've watched it. I'm sick of that. It's really bad though when a scary movie or some parody movie gets stuff right, instead of a remake. Say if a scary movie did a remake and they included Simon being a rat.
Yeah, they would do something like that, whereas that was in the remake or the actual movie. Right, gotcha.
It's gonna happen. They're gonna do it. They're taking my ideas.
I need to look up the ratings and everything for City of Stones and see how it did because that's the big thing. We're not getting a second movie unless sales did good.
I just looked it up on IMDb. What I saw was everybody was giving it from 7 to 10 out of 10.
They don't love it the way I do.
There are some people that I kind of looked at and glimpsed over that are in the same perspective as you.
Like, as a movie, it was okay. Not horrible. But it was just missing a lot. I felt like it's a lot of information at first. And then there's just a lot of plot holes towards the end, I felt like. Keeping the book out of mind. I like not introducing the Clave, and then when they just mention the Clave.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is the Clave?
Yeah, actually, I was kind of wondering that myself.
And then they don't really talk about the Silent Brothers enough.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was telling Ken of that. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that one bit they add where Jace is like, one day that's going to be me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's totally something he would have done. But it's just like that didn't look anything like I imagined City of Bones to look like.
Yeah, she describes it in such detail.
And like, make it dingy, make it grimy. It's okay. It's not like they live here or anything. You really fucking do.
For some reason, I was picturing this long, green glow coming up from the earth and just walking down this big chasm into this mausoleum underneath the earth. For some reason, that's what I came up with.
I pictured it a lot bigger. It's literally a city.
And there's all different kinds of stone, and there's like different levels. And at the very bottom level, there's like a prison. And instead, they're like, make everything dirty. Here's some bones. That's all you need to see.
Yeah, it's just a crypt.
Wasn't Simon with them in the book? No. I feel like there's a lot of parts in the movie where it was Simon, Clary, and Jace, but in the movie they pushed them out a little.
Well, they added characters and they took away characters. Like at Hotel Dumont, Alec and Isabel weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just Clary and Jace going in to save Simon.
Because Alec and Isabel were like, fuck that.
And then that Mexican guy that was like, Raphael.
Yeah. Like, he was a really important character that they didn't even put in there.
For some reason, I feel possessed to read it.
You should. It's still in my house.
Yeah, my book's still there.
I have to read it.
I've got it on my computer. I should read it.
I was going to listen to the audiobook.
I need to do that for the time. I don't like audiobooks because then I start doing something else, I don't pay enough attention to be able to properly visualize everything.
Yeah, that's why you do it while you're driving. Right. I'm going to be paying attention to driving. That's a weekend thing, though.
Yeah, but on the weekends. Do you guys really think you're going to sit around listening to it?
Or like reading a book. Still, either way. League of Legends.
Yeah, pretty much.
So much easier to default to that than reading a book.
I don't know.
I've gotten tired of reading books, which I never thought I would say because I absolutely love books. But everything's the same. I love this boy, but I also love this boy.
Agreed.
Right? I was like, they try to make a love triangle out of fucking everything.
I just want one girl to go, you know what? No, fuck this. Like, you can die and you can die. Like, I'm just gonna fucking do my own thing. But then when they try and do girls like that, they make them... Is it gross?
It smells like shit.
Oh god, it's like lemony.
Buttery, it's lemony. It's supposed to taste like buttery toffee.
Yeah, just like you were complaining about it.
Everyone's just take a bite. It's our Rice Krispie buttery coffee review.
I'm not even trying. I already tried it.
I don't like it.
I don't know why.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Should we save this for next time? But who's excited for the Adventure of Impel Dalba?
I'll listen to it.
I'll listen to it. I'm not excited. I hate you. The more I listen to that single, the more I'm like, this is really watered down.
Yeah, but it's catchy. You also like the old stuff.
Yeah. You can't beat City of Evil.
I know. City of Evil is hands down the best album. I mean,
like I said, I've become really, really jaded with everything. Books, movies, music. I think my big thing was I got my hopes up for Evanescence's self-titled album. Like their newest one.
Fallen is the best album.
Fallen is the best. And then the next one, I was like, I don't like it as much, but it's okay once you listen to it now.
It's where you went wrong.
Then the third one, I was just like, what the fuck is this?
You went wrong with Evanescence.
Shut up.
What did you say?
I think the U said it best, it all just ends up tasting watered down.
Really?
We're doing this.
Alright, whatever. I like Evanescence.
Yeah, too. But Fallen is by far the best.
Wait. Is that their old stuff?
No.
No, actually,
they have an older.
That's their mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
Or is it Origins the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. So City of Evil is not the first one.
No, it isn't.
Older stuff's better.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, their new stuff is better. So.
We weren't talking about that.
Your argument's invalid.
You're an invalid.
Okay.
Bad comeback is bad.
I never understood that until one time. I actually did one of those. I thought you guys ugly. Now I get it.
Alright, well, you want to wrap it up? This has been an episode of fucking spoilers.
Yeah. Well, don't be a fucking loser and go watch shit.
I hope you like some spoilers, because if it's some spoilers, there's spoilers right there.
Go waste some fucking money.
That or we're going to save you money.
Yeah.
Is that switching to Geico? Don't do that.
Go watch it on the fucking Mega Share.
So Easy John can do it.
The biggest spoiler. Just read the book.
Pretty much.
I don't think people can read these days.
No, it's what Twitter and shit's for.
Well, Instagram. People go on Instagram.
140 characters.
Twitter is dumb, and Instagram is for people who can't read.
I wouldn't call Twitter reading necessarily.
I fucking hate hashtags. Just gotta put that out there. Hate hashtags.
YOLO. Hashtags on Facebook. I don't understand that.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
This is not.
What are you, Dr. Harrison?
Yeah.
I'm sick. Stop.
My diagnosis, just fucking stop.
That's okay. It's better than being a drug addict like Joshua. Oh, I have the flu. Take some medicine. Okay. Oh, my eyes kind of hurt. Take some medicine. I just coughed once. You better take some medicine. Drugs. You and your medicine.
Cataracts. My head medicine.
It's better than Harrison.
Does a lot of good.
Harrison is the worst when he's sick. It's like I got a boo boo, and then he will complain about it for like three fucking weeks. He can have a really minor cold, but I'm sick. Well, I can be supposed to be at the hospital, and I won't complain about it. It's the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever done.
Get sick. So it's like that much worse than I do.
You're sick all the time, according to what you say.
No, I'm sick. I just make sure you know what I'm sick.
It's code for take care of me, bitch.
Like I don't do that enough. Yeah, whatever. Alright, well let's end this before it turns into a fucking domestic.
We're gonna jump off the balcony.
Alright.
You first.
Alright, that's been Cthulhu the Mads with Bree.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Josh.
John.
And Harrison.
Alright, we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Cthulhu Mouse out.